a little Glenn Miller to get the afternoon cruise started. My name is Sean McPherson. Thank you so much for being tuned in here, and I am very excited about some really dignified guests we have in the building with us today. I'm talking about the group out of Mexico City, Voz en Punto. They are an a cappella group that has been together since 1990. They've wowed audiences the world over with their virtuosity and their massive catalog. They're in town for a series of performances and clinics in partnership with Vocal Essence. They've already performed a number of times around town. They're conducting workshops at Blake, Irondale, and MPS's own Longfellow Alternative High School. It is also worth mentioning that Voz en Punto is visiting on September 16th, Mexican Independence Day. Voz en Punto, gracias por visitar Jazz 88 y feliz Día de la Independencia.
Thank you.
Hola, Jose, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien, thank you. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Well, we are honored to have you, and in a moment, we're going to be hearing some of this singing, but I had the honor of seeing some of your singing already online, and it's really impressive. So I just wanted to ask a couple questions and then get into a song. Does that work for you?
Okay, yes.
And we'll also introduce all these dignified members of your group. But I wanted to ask you, Jose, about your performances like Tlingo Lingo, El Viajero, and other tunes. Beautiful singing voices, but you also are imitating certain instruments, right? I'm seeing people sort of move with the guitar sounds and things like that. As you're doing a cappella music, what is important about getting the spirit of the instruments into the music?
Okay, well, Voz en Punto sings Mexican folk music, and these instruments are very important to recreate the environment, the instrumental environment of this kind of music. For example, Tlingo Lingo is from Veracruz, and in Veracruz is very important the harps and the jaranas. Jaranas are little guitars. Well, these sounds are very important to recreate the jarocho style. Mm. Jarocho is from Veracruz.
Well, you do it really, really, really well, and it's beautiful to be introduced to this music with a group as talented as Voz en Punto. Mm-hmm. Y'all, in addition to playing music from Mexico, you've done a lot of different styles of music from all around the world. You're here now in Minnesota doing a lot of workshops. What style or what song are you most comfortable teaching? You're in a room with new people. What style are you most comfortable teaching right away?
Well, of course, we feel more comfortable with the Mexican music. For example, today we teach Cielito Lindo. Okay. That is a very famous Mexican song. And it's beautiful to hear the choirs from here singing De la Sierra Morena. You are going to sing now, I think.
Oh. Oh, sí, sí. Puede cantar. Or puedo cantar, lo siento. Okay, we got to get to y'all singing, but I want to ask, El Viajero in particular has this incredible groove and pulse. This groove and pulse. In fact, I think, Sergio, are you doing some of the... Who does the bass notes? Somebody does low notes on that, right?
I sing the low notes.
Okay. How do you maintain this rhythmic pulse while you let the lead vocalist float above it? How do you maintain that pulse with everybody?
Well, we feel the spirit of the song and the instruments, and we are hearing the other voices. We are different instruments, and we have to be very atentos.
To be aware, we have to be aware. Mm.
This song, for example, is very strong, and you need to be very en punto para cantarlo. Sergio is my translator because sometimes the words are very difficult to translate because my Spanish is very folk Spanish, and I can't find the words in English.
Your English is very excellent, but Sergio, would you like to add anything?
I think he has already told everything.
You're in tune to Jazz 88. It is Mexican Independence Day. We're hanging out with a great group of vocalists from Mexico City, or Distrito Federal, and they're going to get ready to sing a tune for us. Then we'll do a little traffic and do a little more talking as well. Before we sing, Jose, would you like to introduce the group members, and then we'll get comfortable for the first tune? Does that sound good?
Yes. presentarlos, ¿no? Mm-hmm. My first soprano is Mariana. Mariana. Second soprano, Vaneka Milan. Alto or dramatic soprano, Sonia. The first tenor and translator, official translator, Serge Quiroz. The second tenor, Luisinho Yolando. Okay, we are going to sing now Tilingolingo. Tilingolingo.
Ay, qué bonito es bailar el son del tilingolingo, que lo pueden zapatear tanto el chino como el gringo. Ay, qué bonito es bailar el son del tilingolingo, que lo pueden zapatear tanto el chino como el gringo. Ay, repica, pica, pica, repica y repiqueteando, qué bonitas todas las que están bailando.
Ay, tilín, tilín, tilín.
Ay, tolón, tolón, tolón. Qué bonitas las hijas de Don Simón. Es un fandango, un ritmo muy singular, y hay que ponerse muy chango para poderlo zapatear. El tilingo es un fandango, un ritmo muy singular, y hay que ponerse muy chango para poderlo zapatear.
Repica, pica, pica,
repica, repiqueteando, qué bonitas todas las que están bailando.
Ay, tilín, tilín, tilín.
Ay, tolón, 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 qué bonitas las hijas de Don Simón.
Tiene un ritmo sabrosón que se baila con estilo de la bamba y el danzón. El son del tilingolingo tiene un ritmo sabrosón que se baila con estilo de la bamba y el danzón.
Ay, repica, pica, pica,
repica, repiqueteando, qué bonitas todas las que están bailando.
Ay, tilín, tilín, tilín.
Ay, tolón, 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 qué bonitas las hijas de Don Simón.
Wowza, unbelievable. My mom used to say, Dios míos. I don't even know if that's really Spanish, but que bueno, que beautiful. Thank you very much. You're in tune to Jazz 88. We're going to have some more talking with Bos en Punto and some more singing, and we're also going to find out about the program that they're part of and how they are partnered with Vocal Essence. This is just goosebumps stuff, and it is so amazing to have you all in here. I'm going to reach out and start with traffic with our friend who's handling that, and then we'll get back and have some more music. I'm sure everyone in their cars is giving you all a round of applause. So I'm going to give you one here, but gracias. Just beautiful, beautiful music.
Live from the RTMC, it's Jazz 88 Traffic.
Bob Yerk, are you hearing this music that's coming out of this studio?
I am. It's incredible.
Well, you know, maybe you can get us a traffic report for Distrito Federal when we talk at 340. We'll see what's going on in the city. My name is Sean McPherson. You are tuned into the Afternoon Cruise. I am trying to cool my goosebumps as we listen to the great performance of Bos en Punto. They're an a cappella group. They've been together since 1990. They have an incredible range of what they can offer, and they're performing some educational workshops around the Twin Cities, Blake, Irondale, as well as MPS's own Longfellow Alternative High School. We're going to hear some more music from them, but I have a couple more questions for their leader, Jose. Jose, thank you for bringing this group to the Twin Cities, and thank you for being here today.
No, thank you for you.
My question for you, Jose, Minnesotans aren't a super dancey bunch. I've been to Mexico City. Y'all dance a little bit more than us. And as I watched your videos, there's a lot of body movement in your performances. There wasn't room to do it today, but y'all have some nice moves. How do you get students to open up and start using their bodies in addition to using their voices?
Well, you know, the character of our music is to sing the music, but to dance the music too, because the folk Mexican music is the two things at the same time: sing and dance a lot of times. That is very natural. Than where we are singing, we can move our bodies with the music, and we transmit this character to the students, to the persons who are attending the workshops. Mm. And I think it's natural.
And I bet you're so compelling and so charismatic that you get them dancing, which is an uphill battle, believe me, you in Minnesota. So thank you. Okay. People need to move their bodies. Thank you for bringing that here. We're speaking on Mexican Independence Day, and it's not lost that y'all are out of Mexico on a very important day. So thank you to everyone who's here on your Independence Day. You travel all over the world. How do you carry the spirit of Mexico as you travel around the world teaching and performing your music?
Well, for us is a privilegio to sing Mexican music, and that in our voices not only sounds our vocal cords, but our spirit, but the Mexican spirit too. And always when we are singing, Mexico is sounding with our music, with our voices, and this is great for us to share our culture, our traditions, our flavors, and thank you for receive us in this beautiful city.
Claro que sí, you do it well. As you bring the culture of Mexico all around the world, you do it well.
Gracias.
And thank you for that. We're going to hear a little more music. I'm going to ask a question after of Philip Schultz, the Associate Artistic Director for Vocal Essence. But would you care to sing one more tune with you in the group?
Yes. All right. We are going to sing a mariachi song with our mariachi a cappella. La Negra.
Ojos de papel volando a todos, diles que sí, pero no les digas cuando así me dijiste a mí, por eso vivo penando. Negra que la quiero ver aquí con su rebozo de seda que le traje.
Los Ritmos, perfecto, just amazing. Jose, we're going to talk in a minute with Philip, but this is the last singing you're doing. Can you please just identify all the vocalists and recognize them for their incredible gifts they're giving to us?
Thank you.
Oh, Sergio, do you mind giving the names? Just give the names one more time, please.
Yeah, Mariana Caggi, soprano, first soprano, second soprano, Vanessa Millán. Dramatic soprano, Sonia Solórzano.
Very dramatic.
Myself, first tenor, Sergio Quiroz. Second tenor, Luis Martínez. And the bass and director, José Galván.
So beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for visiting. Let's invite Philip up here so we can talk to him and find out about this Vocal Essence partnership. Philip, am I pronouncing your last name right, Schultz?
Yep, you got it, Sean.
All right. Now, you are the organization that brought Balsam Punto to town. So first off, thank you. This is amazing for Jazz 88, but I imagine it's also amazing for Irondale, Blake, and MPS's own Longfellow Alternative High School. This is a small sliver of the work that Vocal Essence does with schools. How does this visit fit in with what else you're up to?
Yeah, we're about connecting people together in song, Sean. We've been doing that for over 50 years now, 56 years. Okay. 35 years of the program that celebrates Black culture called Witness. And then for nearly 15 years with a program that was called Cantaré, for Hispanic culture, Mexican culture. And so this is an offshoot of that work now that we've taken and expanded on. Jose first visited us about 8 years ago as one of our Cantaré composers. Gotcha. And the first time he wrote a song for a school in Anoka, I'll never forget this. And then he brought Voz en Punto back, and we brought the Anoka choir to the stage to sing with Voz en Punto at the Ordway. And so connecting people together in song is what we're about. And so we take teaching artists into schools. I teach at Longfellow every Tuesday, and we always have artists there working with those mothers and their babies. It's about letting students see the possibilities that they can achieve if they dedicate themselves to art and to creativity.
Imagine seeing this type of possibility just a couple hours after homeroom. You go, oh my gosh, I could be in a singing group with this legacy and this history. This is amazing stuff, Philip. Thank you for being a part of bringing it to Minnesota. And thank you sincerely for bringing this entire crew over to Jazz 88 to chat today.
My pleasure. Thanks for letting them be on the airways for everyone to hear.
All right, let's reach out and get one more traffic update. Then we'll snap a couple pics and get y'all on your way. Let's pass it to Bob Urich. He's at the RTMC handle in First Alert Traffic. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Sean. We're watching in St. Paul. We've got some traffic starting to slow down here on northbound 35E as you make your way from Cayuga up to about Highway 36 is where you're seeing those slowdowns. In Minneapolis, westbound 94 Chicago, a disabled vehicle is off on the left shoulder. Live from the RTMC, it's Jazz 88 Traffic.
We already heard a little bit of Jimmy Ponder. Let's jump into some more amazing guitar work from West Montgomery. This is Jingles here on Jazz 88. And one more huge thank you and gracias to Voz en Punto for visiting Jazz 88. And happy Mexican Independence Day to everybody in listening range.